106.9.
Labor Day weekend.
Let's go to work.
Work, work, work.
My feet hurt. My back hurts.
My job is so unfulfilling.
Shouldn't this be an official day off?
No vacations till you're certifiably dead.
3-day weekend.
3-day weekend.
Labor Day.
Let the fun begin.
It's time for the J.P. Coriel and Husker Nick Show. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. For some, the first day of a 4-day weekend. Others, it's just another work day, but it's a Friday. We're getting ready for a 3-day weekend.
And if you're smart, you take like Tuesday off or something if you have a day to burn, and you make it an even longer weekend.
Well, and we talked yesterday about some people that were taking today off because, you know, Brantley Gilbert was last night. So just do Thursday night Monday.
Right.
Take Tuesday, and then you don't go back till Wednesday.
And then maybe you just never return to work, but they keep paying you.
Yes.
Wouldn't that
be fantastic?
You move
to an island, and you have like little tiny spider monkey servants, and you just live there. Like that episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Spider monkey servants.
This all sounds really very, very attainable.
Right. You just have to get enough money. Maybe Kenny Chesney would lend us an island.
I'm sure he'd bankroll us.
I'm sure he'd bankroll you, Coriel, because...
Why?
Well, you're you. For some reason, you have this superpower.
I think he'd bankroll you before me because you'll actually drink his, like, fruity Blue Cherry Bay stuff.
Okay, well, maybe we both can get in, and we'll just invite Husker Nick.
And Husker Nick...
I'd go and say hi.
Actually, he would invite you, Husker Nick, based on the fact that you would definitely toss around the pig skin on the beach.
Oh, that's right. We all three have attributes that Kenny Chesney would absolutely
That's right.
Play into. I actually feel bad. He's missing out on our
Could you imagine? Really, could you imagine me and Kenny Chesney shirtless throwing a football around, how fat I'd look next to that guy?
Jeez. He's a tiny,
Holy
tiny person.
Cow. Yeah.
The one question that will change all of this is, will Kenny be wearing a hat or no?
Yeah. Cowboy hat, man. No, not throwing football.
Ball cap. Maybe a ball cap backwards. Ball cap
ball
backwards.
Cap?
Ball
Coriel,
cap backwards.
Okay.
Coriel, I got up, like, when
it's
I get
just,
up in the morning.
He needs to be wearing a hat.
Coriel, when I get up in the morning, I okay. always, first thing I do is I check, or is a...
What?
Oh, I saw, sorry. So
no.
The first thing I do in the morning is I always check my Twitter, and I start reading through stuff, you know, for stuff for the show. And I thought of you right away this morning.
What did you see?
You have a chance to set a record.
Okay, tell me.
Oh, wow.
They named the first, it's the youngest at 35 years old. So you got this person by 5 years.
Okay.
You could win this. The Miss Universe butt.
Oh, wow.
She's from Brazil.
That, is it original, though? Like, is it like the OG butt, or are these like filler butts? Like, is it a fake butt?
I did not click the image to go see. I just saw the title, and I was like, Coriel, you got 5 years, girl.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll just do all
that.
Of my research on this work computer.
That's awesome.
Coming
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, so let's get this weekend going.
Standing.
You really need to look into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
click,
would
click,
win.
Clack, 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 clack. That's me typing.
The fake. Wow, we can see you. Coming up, we'll get you a Free Fun Friday, which includes Redneck Review, Out of Context Contest. We'll get you ready for the Husker game. Florida Man's back, Jungle John is back, and a lot more for a Free Fun Friday.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Gets me in, like, good spirits. I need it.
Kix 96.9.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? What?
Some
wide,
weird
wide
stuff has gone down this week in the world of sports, yes. Including a sex scandal in Ole Miss with the softball team and the coaches.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. That is a loaded sentence.
Yeah, a Title IX investigation has been launched after allegations of assistant coach Katie Reykjavik Browder having an affair with a student athlete. That came to light in a letter obtained by a website called Running Polls.
Okay.
Was sent to the athletic director on July 29, accusing the head coach of covering up a sexual misconduct scandal involving two super seniors and a female assistant coach. So they've a love triangle going on there.
Well, if it's Title IX, though, that sounds like
they were trying to cover up. They're like, hey, don't say anything about this. Just can I offer you a scholarship? Okay. Stay here.
Can I make a formal complaint about the Barstool Sports article on this?
Okay, sure, go ahead.
So the title of it said that there was this sex scandal between a coach and two athletes on the team, and their photo was of Katy Perry. So I'm thinking,
what?
Okay, I need to see what's happening here. Katy Perry has nothing to do with
this. Katy Perry's not a part of this team.
You know why?
For her honor, I just want to say that the sweet Katy Perry had nothing to do with it. Right. She's just a fan of that team.
Exactly.
That's
she's just
so
a big
stupid.
Ole Miss she's fan. Just
Ole Miss fan.
Oh, my okay. God.
But they used her photo as, like, the main picture on the story.
It's because of her song. Like,
what?
So, I guess.
Yeah, that's so stupid, especially because of her song. And right. Then it's like, okay, that's just so, that's so dumb. And I hope she sees it and she gets mad.
Well, she's wearing all the Ole Miss stuff because she's a big Ole Miss fan.
Yeah.
Katy Perry is. She goes
I know,
to, like,
it's like a two-in-one.
So the assistant coach was allegedly romantically involved with a senior student athlete on the team who was dating another senior teammate at the time.
Okay.
And the alleged inappropriate relationship was discovered in July when the girlfriend found a text sent from the assistant coach pointing to a relationship between her partner and an assistant coach. And then she's printed out screenshots of the text exchange and taped them to the coach's computer in her office.
She taped them to her computer.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome.
So holy the head coach cow. then the head coach became involved allegedly. The coach was reportedly convinced the students to stay quiet, offer them scholarship money.
No!
Hush, hush money.
This is where the Title IX part of it comes into
play. Okay, all right, yeah.
Wow.
What?
Wow. What a mess that is.
That's so messy.
Scandalous.
That's so messy.
And then you were curious about this Bishop Sycamore thing that, like, ESPN
oh, this is
got.
Great.
Yeah.
They got duped.
Big time duped.
Well, Nick, will you, like, lay down just what happened, okay. Like, where this even comes from? So, and I have a little more info.
So, ESPN makes big money off of playing high school sports now. So, like, they'll get a high school football game with some of the best teams in the country, and they'll line these games up. And then hopefully what you see is a really competitive game with, like, a team from Florida versus a team from, like, California.
Right.
And it's on TV and it's going to be awesome. Like a few years ago when Johnny Stanton was coming here, remember, and Zach Darlington, 2 years in a row, they had the Husker recruit quarterback on ESPN. Well, this game was an absolute butt-kicking and blowout. And then they found out afterwards that this team was not actually a high school team and that they duped them. Give them the timeline, Coriel.
Okay, the timeline. First of all, this is just absolutely insane. We'll be here all day, and this is also very messy. But Bishop Sycamore has fired head coach Roy Johnson, who started this ball rolling back in 2018. So this has been, like, a long game thing. So a few attributed to the school still claim it isn't a scam because they aren't taking financial, like, stipends or, like, no gains from this stuff. But the issue here is, although Roy Johnson's been investigated for alleged fraud, this school, or air quotes school that you want to call it, has, like, two different addresses listed for it. So the school, it appears to be a duplex.
Like, that's what their address is?
Duplex? But then the other address listed on their, like, Max Preps accounts, is the Franklin University Library. So there's two different addresses for this quote-unquote school.
Wow.
And they essentially, every time they've played, like, a game, it's been a blowout. It's just
because
absolutely,
there's a bunch of 20-year-olds on the team.
Yeah. I mean, it's something about, like, a school for at-risk youths, but the website of theirs that they had is now down for maintenance.
Have you seen all the memes out of Cam Newton when he got cut from the Patriots? They're like, and the new starting quarterback for high school.
Sycamore High School is. Yeah. They even had, what is it, Key and Pill did like a whole like intro thing with them wearing all kinds of different uniforms.
Yeah,
and
did you see the place that they stayed, the hotel? They paid with fake checks.
Oh, wow.
And, like, and now they're trying to, like, find who wrote them, but they can't trace them to anybody. So, like, they can't figure out who did it.
And then on top of it all, these are, like, men playing. These are, like,
yeah, grown-ups.
They definitely are not high school kids.
It's like that pickup game across the across the lawn.
The worst part
is
the high school kids whooped them.
Yeah.
I know, which is even better. It's even, honestly. Icing on top of the cake.
So there you go. About Bishop Sycamore and the Ole Miss softball scandal.
I didn't know it was that easy.
Right? Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Who would have thought? Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City. Good things to start your day and a redneck review getting you ready for the weekend.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Don't be
country mornings are the best.
Kicks 96.9.
Lauren Alena gets personal on her new album. Brett Eldridge is ready to hit the road. Who's teaming up with Elton John and new music from Justin Moore?
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Lauren Alena's new album, Sitting Pretty on Top of the World, is out now. Like today.
Yeah. Oh.
She says the songs on the album showcase her growth over the past few years.
My music in the past has been about me becoming a woman. And this album is about me loving myself despite some boy not loving me, or grieving the loss of my stepfather and achieving my dreams.
She's super excited for the fans to hear her take on things that have happened in her life. She says, quote, I've lived a pretty public life for the past 10 years.
American Idol does that to you.
Yeah. And I think it's about time that I tell what happened and tell my story.
Cool.
So
she'll bring up the time we went and got donuts at 3 a.m. in Memphis.
Yeah. Wasn't it like in a hotel lobby or something?
Peabody Hotel. She wanted donuts real bad. So we got Dale's.
Nice.
Me and her and Kip Moore and was one other dude. Yeah.
She has been very vocal about what has happened in her family with infidelities between, I believe, her parents and like all this. There's a messy story. Yeah.
She's good people, though.
Has not shied away from it at all. And I think it'll be cool to hear her side in the form of music.
Absolutely.
Nice. So Brett Eldridge just gave fans, or like, you know, me, his girlfriend, a taste of some new music. The singer shared a clip on Instagram of a new tune called Cinnamon. It sounds like he's ready to start performing it live soon.
Oh, you make me wanna go floating down a river, drinking some wine, chasing down the sun till it sinks into.
I think he's singing to you, Corey. Oh,
yes, God, all your freckles. Voice. He's singing about your freckles.
I do got some freckles popping out. So Brett's The Good Day Tour is set to kick off September 16th in Ohio.
Nice.
So everyone's been doing like this kind of a collaborative album lately, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John has jumped on this.
Oh, okay.
He is releasing a new album of collaborations next month called The Lockdown Sessions.
Nice.
Dropping October 22nd. It was recorded remotely over the last 20 months.
Wow.
Elton was forced off the road, obviously, due to the pandemic, so is like everybody else. But special guests on the album include Dua Lipa, Charlie Puth. Poof? I said poof with an F.
Poof.
Charlie Puth. Lil Nas X, Eddie Vedder, Miley Cyrus, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, wow.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow.
Then we get into Brandi Carlile. Jimmy Allen,
nice.
And including a posthumous duet with Glenn Campbell, who died back in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be really, really good.
It's kind of like a full circle thing for Elton's roots as a session musician, and it obviously took a long time to perfect this.
Yeah, no kidding.
20 months.
Wow.
That's pretty insane.
That's awesome.
Now, coming up on September 11th, there is a Justin Moore show at Stir Cove.
Yes, ma'am.
You probably know this by now.
Yes, ma'am.
But in case you didn't, now you know. Get your tickets, KZKX. .com, and hopefully you'll hear this song there too. It's new music from Justin Moore, straight out of the country, with the nitty-gritty from Music City. I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
Yes, she brings on the bacon, Tennessee looker, third generation of a moonshine cooker, kid on her hip, cig on her lip, talking about the real thing, y'all. He's a roughneck baller, skull straight dipper, old school scholar on
need some recognition. So raise them up to the ones that stick to the guns with the rocks and the boots and the rhinestone roots. Doing what they love cause they love the mud and the sticks and the hicks and the six-inch lips where the hard work chicks ain't free. Just a bunch of burnt necks like me straight out of the country. Cover coal miners, the John Deere drivers, the down-home homegrown crew. If that sounds anything like you, raise them up to the walls and stick to the guns with the rocks and the boots and the rhinestone roots. Just doing what they love cause they love the mud and the sticks and the hicks and the six-inch lifts where the hard work chicks ain't free. Just a bunch of burnt necks like me straight out. So let me break it down for you if you're down for fried chicken. You kick it like I kick it either side of the Mason-Dixon. It's all about us. Raise them up to the walls, stick to the guns with the rocks and the boots and the rhinestone roots. Just doing what they love cause they love the mud and the sticks and the hicks and the six-inch lifts where the hard work chicks ain't free. Just a bunch of burnt necks like me straight.
Coming up next, go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Title track of his latest album, I bet that will be the one he opens up with at Stir Cove on September 11th. That's called Straight Out of the Country. Getting you new music first from Justin Moore. You can win tickets online at kzkx.com for that big show at Stir Cove on 9/11. Coming up, some good things. It's Kix.
Kix Mornings. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes me get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
It's time for a round of good. It's good things. And if you've got a good one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Coriel, what is yours today?
My good thing is the emergency pantry that has reopened at Bryan Community School on South 48th Street. So it's open. It's a resource for any student in Lincoln, not just limited to LPS students. So, yay. But families can come once a month to this emergency pantry on a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. Take up to 30 to 35 pounds of food, depending on the size of the family. They come once a month, of course, because that's like a lot of food all at once.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the family, or the pantry usually serves about 15 families on any given day. And in something, even before the pandemic, it's something I think would be extra needed in the community for like underserved families, you know.
Okay.
But now that there is an even greater need for it, it's really awesome. So it's I'm glad that it's back up and running. Emergency pantry at the Bryan Community School on South 48th Street. That's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can be the family of any student in Lincoln. So.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Tell me something good.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is that on Sunday, I'm choking up. I'm so just happy about this.
Oh my God.
On Sunday, I'm getting up in the morning and I'm going to go do a fantasy football draft. The reason this is important is because it shows how awesome and lucky I am because Sunday is my anniversary. And my lovely wife is more than happy to ship my butt off to a fantasy football draft.
On your anniversary.
On my anniversary. And she is an angel, and I love her to death. She's my best friend. We've been together 19 years now. And we've been married for 12. So I love her, and she's sleeping right now, so she can't hear this. So I'm getting zero credit. No points.
Very nice.
It'll be on the podcast, man.
She's my lady. She's my best friend. So I love her to death.
There you go.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is a little boy by the name of Andrew, and like a lot of kids, 8-year-old Andrew wanted to run a lemonade stand to earn money for a new fire truck.
Okay.
But he wasn't hoping for a toy. He was hoping to raise money for a real-life fire truck.
As you
of course.
Typically dream as a kid.
So
yes.
This third grader in Pennsylvania was pitching in to help his local fire department get a new ladder truck. The Friendship Fire Company has been raising money for a new truck for more than a year, and he was happy to do his part. Business was good at his lemonade stand as he brought in $200. Unfortunately, that was just a drop in the bucket for the truck's $1.3 million price tag. But the young entrepreneur's mom, Andrea, said the firefighters were very, very excited when he brought in his $200.
Oh.
And made him feel like one of the firemen.
That's awesome.
And neighbors and community members started hearing this and started donating. And they're almost there to get their fire truck.
Are you
kidding? To this small town because this little kid and his lemonade stand and his $200 that got it going.
That's incredible. Like, that's so cool. Awesome.
That is fun.
Super.
So,
that kid is literally buying a fire engine.
Right, pretty much.
Cool.
That's one of the many good things going on in the world today.
Coming up.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
If you got a good thing, as always, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to tell everybody about it. Coming up, it's a good thing getting to go back to the movie. What are you going to see this weekend? Kuta Basivas will give you a rundown of the latest Marvel comic movie and the beginning of the new round of the MCU. Is it worth it? We'll find out next with Red Dick Review. It's Kix.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kix, 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new movie, and it's not just any movie. This is a new Marvel movie. That's right. Once upon a time, you couldn't throw a rock without hitting a new Marvel movie coming out.
I know.
Then the pandemic shows up and everything gets delayed, taking forever. Well, you get to go back to the theaters now. You get to go down to the Grand and check out Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
You are a product of all who came before you. The legacy of your family. You are your mother. And whether you like it or not, you are also your father.
I told my men they wouldn't be able to kill you if they tried. Glenn, I was right.
He's just a criminal who murders people.
Be careful how you speak to me, boy.
I thought I could change my name. Start a new life. But I could never escape his shadow.
Son, you can't run from your past.
Is this what you wanted?
Wow. That looks
all nice. Right, y'all. This movie is intense. There's all sorts of fight scenes. They did some adjustments because the 10 rings were actually like rings you put on your fingers. In the comic books, with a and the character was actually a Iron Man character that they like a villain for Iron Man.
Really?
So they changed it up a little bit and they put this over into Shang-Chi and it's gonna be good. This movie's good. I'll give it 4 bags of pork grinds. That's right, 4 bags. But get down to the Grand and hang out and go see this thing. They're doing a great job down there keeping everybody healthy and safe during this pandemic. So go down and say hi to Lisa and everyone down there. And hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. I may not be able to read the credits. I know what a good movie is, right?
Coming
up next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you what's trending, which includes getting you ready for the big game Saturday, and we'll have your chance to play Out of Context contests and more.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
3.
What's happening?
I don't know. Just get to the bunkhouse.
Fair. Moral. Those are words men invented to scare and shame other men from taking back what they've stolen.
Oh my God.
What about right or wrong?
Oh, it looks intense. Yellowstone, the trailer for season 4 just popped yesterday.
That does sound intense.
And man, nobody knows who survived, whether it was Kevin Costner, the daughter, Beth Dutton, played by Kelly Riley, or Case Dutton, Luke Grimes. You don't know who survives and who doesn't, but the title is Everybody, period, Every, period, Body, period, Pays. Right? That's intense.
Man.
And if you haven't watched Yellowstone yet with Kevin Costner, it's very good. And Paramount Network's actually airing a marathon of all 3 seasons starting this weekend.
So oh, now I know what I'll be doing this weekend.
Uh-huh. Because it's absolutely worth it. Such a great show.
I need to finally jump on, so I'll do it now.
Do it.
I was once a kid with a dream, looking up to the stars. And now I'm an adult in a spaceship looking back to our beautiful Earth.
So apparently even billionaires can't break the law when it comes to flying to space.
Uh-oh.
But because now the FAA is investigating Richard Branson, the billionaire who owns Virgin Galactic's recent space voyage. He was a part of that. The agency is confirming that the investigation into his flight to space, saying the rocket-powered plane veered off course during its descent.
Okay.
And so the company acknowledges the flight deviated from its initial plan, and the spacecraft did drop below altitude it was approved to fly in for just under 2 minutes. It's like, it was just a two-minute flight. Apparently, that was not something they could do.
Uh-oh.
And so now the billionaire and his company are being investigated by the FAA. So
they busted, huh?
Yeah, they got busted.
Busted.
For trying to...
You know...
It's like Top Gun and Maverick buzzing the tower.
Is that what it was?
Basically, they just dropped down for 2 minutes. Because, hey, we want to just get a little lower. Just check this out.
We're going to buzz the planet.
As annoying as it is, in some ways, that these people just have so much money, they literally can just be like, peace out, Earth.
Right, exactly.
I'm glad that they're already jumping on this and being like, hey, here's the deal. If you have all this money, fine, whatever,
right.
Good on you, go into space.
Good for you.
But we're going to crack down because...
But we got rules.
Yeah. It could easily become...
The Wild Wild West.
The Wild Wild West of the Wild Wild universe.
Right.
So that's actually kind of... I'm glad that they are like, hey, no!
Yeah, slapping
you
his
can't
hand a little
bit.
Don't do that!
Knock it off.
Oscars home opener against Fordham. We'll talk more about the game itself coming up with Husker Nick a little bit later on in the show, but getting you ready for what to do, where to go, what are the rules and all that fun stuff, Coriel.
There's some construction in the area, just so you know. New this year, the northeast corner of Memorial Stadium will not be accessible due to the construction in the area. The sidewalk connecting the north and east outer areas of the stadium is closed. Some of the gates have been closed as well, so don't even think about it. Don't forget clear bag policy. That isn't new information. Just don't forget that part. And then
masks.
It's outside. I think only if they go inside.
Yeah.
Right.
Have your mask with you because when you're outside, I believe it's when you're just walking
around
inside
to go get
on
concessions.
The concourse and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Go get concessions. Got to wear a mask.
You'll want to bring that with you for sure.
Okay.
And then, to extra stay hydrated. It gets, even if it's a nice kind of, crisp looking day temperature wise when you're sitting there in the sun.
This is really good advice you're giving hot. You're giving really good advice. I mean, normally it'd be like, yeah, Coriel, not our first rodeo. It's been like 600 some days since fans have been in that stadium.
That's a factual statement.
Yeah, this is the first time in
years. We need this reminder.
21 plus months.
Kind of important. Need this
for
reminder.
A regular season inside Memorial Stadium. So
yeah, so there we go. Pre-game with us, 9 a.m. in the rail yard, powered by Woods Brothers Realty, and prizes from the Nebraska Lottery, Bud Light, and we'll have kick swag for you, too, from 9 to 11, kickoffs at 11 o'clock.
Bright and early.
Against Fordham. It's on the Big Ten Network if
Bring
you can't make it down.
Bring your party
pants. Yeah, exactly. Get ready to party. Football is back, and that's what's trending.
Guess what happens next?
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, one of our favorite games to play. It's called Out of Context Contest, and you can be a winner, too, if you know the show. It's part of Free Fun Friday. It's Kix 96.9. Good morning.
Country mornings are the best.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning. When you wake up.
On Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Show up the night before and pitch your tent.
What in the world were you thinking?
We are trying to squeeze every last bit of it out.
What were you thinking?
I will get up and check out my butt at all hours of the night.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
It's a factual statement. It's time to play Out of Context Contest, where you can be a winner and start your weekend off right by having some fun with us and figuring out what the hell we were really saying.
Yes.
Today, we have Josh, Emily, and Brianna getting to play the game today. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Happy
Friday.
Doing good. Yes, happy Friday.
All right. So, Husker Nick, take it away.
All right. We got a super simple game here. It's Out of Context Contest. We are going to play three pieces of audio that we grabbed throughout the week for you. It's going to be out of context. We'll play it for you, and then I'll give you three options, an A, a B, or a C. You tell me which one is correct, and you move on to the next question. If you miss it, stay on the line, because sometimes we get all the way back to our first person.
I love when that happens.
Yes. It's the week before where it was the first question.
Yeah. The first one was,
we got through two people. All right. So here is your first piece of audio on Out of Context.
A buddy jumps on stage, sneaking in from the backside.
Okay!
Wow.
All right, so who is Coriel referring to that is sneaking in through the backside? A, is it JP?
A buddy jumps on stage, sneaking in from the backside.
B, is it Kane Brown?
A buddy jumps on stage, sneaking in from the backside.
Or C, was it Chris Stapleton?
Sneaking in from the backside.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is.
I'll go with Kane Brown.
It is Kane Brown.
Oh, my gosh. That was a lucky guess.
Brianna.
Tell me you were tempted to at least say JP was sneaking in the backside. Yes. Gosh.
She wanted to, but she was so desperate. She wanted to,
but she actually wanted to. Nobody wants that.
Okay. Here's number two. And Anna Cuthbert Scott says.
Try, but this sucker was tight.
What?
Could you just play her saying tight again?
I try, but this sucker was tight. 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 Tight.
We got the honk laugh. I have not heard the honk laugh in forever.
Tight.
Tight.
All right. A.
Oh, my God.
Coriel couldn't open a jar of pickles and needed a man to do it, so she had to ask Jackson.
I try, but this sucker was tight.
B, Coriel was trying to sneak between two cars parked next to each other, but Kim wasn't cooperating.
I try, but this sucker was tight. Give us one moment.
Just picturing that happening is hilarious.
And the amount of times I've been in that position.
Oh. Yeah. Or C, she was talking about putting a credit card to slide into a door and break into her garage. Like the old beanie on your own garage.
Tight.
What do you think it is, Bria?
I'm going to go with the pickle jar. I've been there before.
It is not the pickle jar.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's all right. Good. Stay on the line.
Wait. We bring in Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Emily.
Emily,
was Coriel trying to sneak between two cars?
Tight.
Hang on. I'm going to get there. Just a minute. Was she trying to sneak between two cars, or was she trying to use a credit card to slide into a door and break into her own garage? The old B&E.
Tight.
I'm
going
to go with C.
It is C.
Good job, Emily. Tight.
That was
tight,
Emily. Nice job. All right. So the final one in Out of Context Contest. Get this right, Emily, you win. If not, Josh and Brianna are waiting to steal the game from you.
Okay.
Show me the undergarments.
Yeah!
Okay.
A, Coryell wore Chewbacca fur underpants on Monday.
Show me the underpants. Undergarments.
B, lead singer Lauren was on the stream yard and JP lost his mind.
Show me the underpants. Undergarments.
Or C, JP was talking about things that you forget when you go on a trip.
Show me the undergarments.
I'm going to say C.
It is C.
He is right.
You're playing JP makes his guess.
Good job, Emily.
Realistically, any of those could have been the possibility.
That's true.
You're right.
Well, Emily, congratulations. You have won this round of
that is tight.
Contest.
Yeah, tight. Emily. Tight.
Thank you.
Tight.
Now we have a new drop out of the show.
Tight. Tight.
That's tight.
Emily, you got yourself a gift card to the Pillar Restaurant Group. Thanks for playing along. Hang on the phone. We'll get you more details. Sorry we didn't get to you, Josh. Brianna, thanks for playing the game. That is Out of Context Contest.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Whatever's next, I'm sure it'll be...
tight.
Because it's a free fun Friday with Kix
96.9. Waking up with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
We briefly mentioned it yesterday about McDonald's in the, I think it was in the What's Trending.
Yeah, the FTC investigating why their ice cream machines or shake machines or whatever
are
literally never working.
Right. Finally, the FTC is investigating them, a bunch of franchises, inquiring about their ice cream machines, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
But then also a question came up recently. McDonald's used to have mascots that they had commercials with and cartoons and all this different, like the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald, who's a scary son of a gun.
That guy with the moon head, remember, that played the piano?
The moon.
Whoa!
Head. He had a big half moon. Like,
I forgot about that guy, too.
And he used to, like, he had glasses on and he would just...
Ew, now it's freaking me out.
Nope. But what the F is a grimace?
Isn't that like a... Isn't he like
guy.
A chicken nugget?
It's a purple guy. But Brian Bates is a man who you should know. He's an outstanding manager of the year at McDonald's in Canada.
Okay. Congratulations.
He also claims to be the holder of all the secrets of Ronald McDonald Land, including what exactly was Grimace.
Well, wait.
Wasn't he just a gumdrop that could walk around?
I thought he was like a purple chicken nugget.
Negatory. Grimace, he says, was an enormous taste bud.
No.
What?
Purple?
Yeah.
Oh, so
here,
like
Coryell, look
so
at
like
JP's
bad?
Tongue. Coryell, look at JP's tongue. Does it look like a purple grimace on there?
Yes.
That's JP's horrible. Got the grossest tongue I've ever seen.
Hold on, but wait. So why would it be... So is it like a bad taste bud?
So people ask why a taste bud. To show the world how good McDonald's food tastes is the reason why they did the taste bud.
What? But why is it purple?
Right. No one knows. He's like, I don't know. They just decided to go with that color.
Okay. I didn't know if it meant like a rotten taste bud. Because his name is also like Grimace.
Grimace. Aww.
So it sounds like negative, you know?
Right. You think you grimace at something.
Wait, what? Why?
How weird is that?
I don't. That does not compute. I don't understand
that. Yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense.
It doesn't.
Do we know like the year that they formed... the year McDonald's released mascots.
I bet Grimace is like from like the 50s.
I was going to say, I'd hope that was a really old one because that's so weird.
I swear, I think the mascots came about like kind of in the 80s a little bit.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
Or they gained popularity then at least.
Right, because the mascots are very similar to some characters that were on TV and whatnot at the time.
1971. Grimace.
Yeah.
1971.
Grimace.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. That makes sense. I mean, in the 70s, everybody was on weird stuff.
Grimace is a taste bud.
A large purple monster taste bud.
That's weird.
So I don't ew.
What
were the little original main
Fry Guys?
Huh?
Do you guys not remember the Fry Guys?
No.
There's all kinds of mascots.
There were like these little circles that were different colors that had eyeballs and legs and arms, and they just ran around. They were like the Fry Kids. That's what they are. They were like goblins.
Who is Mayor McCheesy?
Mayor oh, McCheesy. Mayor McCheesy was awesome.
Mayor McCheese. I've never even seen this.
There's a pirate, if I remember right.
There was a pirate at one point in time.
There was a female pilot.
Dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, there was a female pilot, I think.
Officer Big Mac. And a pirate.
Birdie the early bird was because of the breakfast sandwiches.
These are terrifying. Yeah.
And Mayor McCheese, yep. The fried kids, the whole kit and caboodle.
These are terrifying.
Really I wish I was Officer Big Mac.
All right.
Sweet.
There really should be like a documentary on like Netflix or something about McDonald's.
Cause do you remember what Officer Big Mac looked like? He had a giant Big Mac for a head.
Yeah. It's the weirdest damn thing.
Oh my God, this is terrifying. There's an old throwback picture of a playground piece of equipment.
Right.
And it's Officer Big Mac, but the buns, like the beef patty, is separated into like a little miniature jail cell that kids could climb into.
Oh wow.
Did you know when McDonald's came out with the Shamrock Shake, they had a character named Uncle O'Grimacy, and he was supposed to be from Ireland.
No.
And he carries a shillelagh, and he has the Shamrock Shake.
Wow.
Happy Meal Gang.
There you go. Some new things. We now know that Grimace is a taste bud.
I want to be one of the McNugget buddies.
I would rather live in the land where I still think Grimace is a rotten chicken nugget.
Really? You'd rather go
He's
with that?
He's a rotten McNugget.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
There you go. Maybe, just maybe the ice cream machines will be working.
There you go.
For the next couple months.
They should just have a non-working ice cream machine as a mascot. Now.
Another mascot to add to it.
It's like a little ice cream machine holding like a wrench and a close sign.
That's funny. Coming up. Get you ready for the big game this weekend. It's Kix.
Wake up.
In the morning.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Oscars opening home game.
Man.
Woo. It's here.
That's exciting.
For the first time in how many days, Nick, did you say it was?
It's like 600 some odd days. It's it's been a long time. We're closing in on 2 years.
That is bonkers.
This music always makes me want to dance like Party Boy from MTV's Jack Butt.
Thank you, Jackass.
Show.
Right. Well, Huskers welcome fans back to Memorial Stadium for the first time in two seasons as we take on Fordham. Home opener, kickoff 11 o'clock after the disappointing loss to Illinois last weekend. What can we look forward to this weekend?
Man, I hope a butt kicking. Listen, they're paying Fordham to come here and get a butt kicking, so let's give it to them.
It'd be good.
That is what's happening here.
Yeah.
Fordham. They're paying them like $1 million to come play this game. So Nebraska needs to say, all right, we're giving you money, so we're now going to put 1 million points on the board.
That's an important thing. Do you think four touchdowns is enough for our team?
28 points against Fordham.
Or maybe it should be higher. I mean, higher
the
than
actual
that.
Disdain and like look in your face is funny.
How many points do you think we need to have against Fordham? Like,
60.
Okay.
They need to put a butt whooping on these guys. Fordham is Nebraska's average player will be lined up across from a guy that they outweigh by like 70 pounds. Like they should just this should be like an old Pacific game that Nebraska used to play.
Oh, okay.
Remember where it used to be like 70-10?
Yeah.
Like they should be able to go out here and just push these guys around and have giant lanes to run. Like there should be a couple long distance touchdowns. I just hope that Martinez is good, and I'd like to see Harburg play.
Oh yeah, because that's another thing that was kind of talked about among circles was like we get far enough ahead that let the other players play. Like especially
I know it's been a long time since we've been able to do this, guys, right, but this used to be normal.
Yeah, Vegas says us by 40. Is what it's
yeah, we're favored
right
by
now.
40 points. That's when you're like, how about four touchdowns? I was like, oh, God. If that's the case, we're in trouble. Yeah, this game's probably going to be like 50-10, something like that. That's okay. If I had to guess. But it should be really fun. You should see a defensive touchdown. All I want out of this is really good execution because then they got Buffalo the next week.
Right.
And then we go down to Oklahoma. Oh, my God.
Buffalo's not a slouch.
Then we go down to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Oklahoma, my God. Oklahoma, I'm going to tell you right now. Nebraska allegedly tried to get out of that game, and Oklahoma's like official Twitter account said they did. Oklahoma's going to try to score 1,000 points on us.
Jeez.
I mean,
they're going to there will be no mercy held. Like, we have to be ready to go.
I am
excited to see how this goes, man.
Oh no.
Just get out of this first four games now 2-2. And then you got 8 games to get to go 4-4 and get to a bowl game. I don't care what they do, how they do it. I just want to see Martinez play well, honestly, like on Saturday. I think that's huge. And then running back to play well because they need those guys to be ready in a few weeks.
Buffalo beat their opener 69-7.
Yeah, they got a new coach at Buffalo. They have a new coach. They're returning their quarterback, but they lost a bunch of players. But yeah, Buffalo's got a new coach.
Okay.
Their coach is at what, Kansas? I think so.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, Fordham. I'm gonna take on Fordham on Saturday. Fordham. 11 o'clock.
They got a kid from Omaha on their defense.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they got a kid. He's a freshman, I think. He was a All-State linebacker out of Omaha, like maybe Mildred or Westside, one of the two. But yeah, he's there. He's a linebacker on the team.
Interesting.
I'm just excited to have a beer before 10 a.m.
Is that what you're most excited about?
Yeah.
We'll be down in the rail yard getting the beverages going starting at 9 a.m. for the official party. I mean, it could be earlier than that.
The pre-party.
So if you'd like to come join us for that, it's powered by Woods Brothers Realty. We'll have prizes from the Nebraska Lottery, Bud Light, some kick swag to give you as well as you get ready for the game. New koozies. For the football season.
They're pretty awesome cool. Koozies.
Designed by
Nick,
Mr.
aren't they
Husker
really
Nick.
Cool?
No. Yes, they are cool.
They are.
It was your idea.
It was your idea.
Take credit.
No.
All right, anyway.
Well, it was. Everybody.
Come party with us in the rail yard, getting ready for the big game this weekend. And, of course, next week as we get into the week of Buffalo, we'll have your chance to win your way to the game as well.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coriel's favorite game is back, the Florida Man game.
The Florida Man.
And about an hour or so from now, we'll talk to Jungle John live, too.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life.
Florida. Time another rousing rendition of the Florida Man game, which hopefully is
tight.
What?
Oh my god.
We bring tight. In Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Danielle, can I call you Danny for short?
Yeah.
Cool. Go All right. It. Danny, I've got 5 situations here. You say true or false whether or not a Florida man was involved in this, okay?
Okay.
All Super right. Easy. So here's a headline of sorts.
Okay.
Town passes anti-homeless ordinance prohibiting lying down in parks. Florida man calls police on family having a picnic and lying down. True or false?
True.
You are correct. So nice. When the police arrive, the family was lying down on the ground having a picnic.
Okay.
The police escorted the family out of the park.
Wow, really?
So at least they were being fair.
Hey, they can't lay there.
There was an ordinance. It prohibits you from lying down in the parks.
All right.
And they were lying down. Tight. Tight. Number 2, Florida man arrested at department store after he was recognized wearing the leather jacket he stole earlier in the week. True or false?
True.
That's awesome.
Incorrect. It's actually false, but I'm sure that has happened in many places in Florida.
I'm sure it has.
Number 3, Florida man used marijuana plants to beat his brother arrested for assault and drug charges. True or false?
Oh, wow.
True.
You're correct.
Wow, really?
The Florida man pulled up several cannabis plants from his home and hit his brother in the face. So he was arrested on domestic battery. Oh, and drug charges.
Well, yeah, no, that kind of goes with the fact that he had the plants.
Well, I mean, it's like, but can we just commend him on just utilizing his resources?
You're going to commend him?
Well, I mean, he was...
She's happy for him.
He needed to defend himself, it sounded like, and he used whatever was nearby.
Okay. All right.
Number four, a Florida man sits on a gun, accidentally shoots himself in the genitals.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
True or false?
Wow.
What?
False.
Incorrect.
I just hope that's all around false.
It is absolutely true.
Really?
This Florida man was rushed to the hospital after suffering an accidental gunshot wound to his...
area.
Twig and berries. The man climbed into his car. Do it again.
Tight.
He climbed into his car and sat on his gun.
Oh, oh my God.
It accidentally went off.
Oh, my God.
Here's the last one, Danny. You ready?
Yes.
Florida man who rode off on a police horse in Orlando was taken to the hospital and arrested after being thrown from the horse, breaking both of his legs.
In Orlando?
True or false?
In Orlando.
In Orlando.
True.
Incorrect. It's false. What's throwing you off the scent?
Wait, you made up that it was in Orlando?
Yes.
That's not fair.
Oh, why not?
This is her game.
She got plenty correct. She gets the prize.
Irma Garrett.
See, I even duped you, Husker Nick.
I didn't think you'd cheat.
This game is just, it's hilarious.
That made me cough.
I'm glad that you came up with it, Coriel.
Thank you. Danny, you did swell. You did a great job.
Yes.
I think one of my favorites so far is the Florida man who climbed on top of the roof and he threw an alligator off the roof or something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Well, Danny, congratulations. You're going to go to Jet Splash on us.
Thank you
for playing
Thanks,
along. Have
Danny.
A great weekend. That is the Florida Man game.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We'll get you brand new music from one of your favorites who will be here in concert. That's the Nitty Gritty from Music City around the fake news, too. Free Fun Friday continues with Kicks.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly
wait. On play today is Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I'll turn your radio down so you don't have feedback. There we go. All right, so we've got three headlines for you. You just have to tell us what's real and what's fake, and you'll win a gift card to Jet Splash. Are you ready to go, Stephanie?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Headline number one. California University students officially considered an environmental menace. Is this a real or fake headline?
I'd say that's probably real with everything going on right now in the world.
Right. So,
you are correct.
The latest threat to the environment is having too many students enrolled in a college, according to a California judge. He's ordered that the University of California, Berkeley, to freeze the number of students to it admits every year. In the ruling, the judge wrote that increases enrollment could cause an adverse change to the physical environment.
What?
So...
Okay.
Apparently, they said back in 2005, UC Berkeley did, that its enrollment would stabilize at 33,500 students, but has gone over to 42,000 students last year alone.
Dang.
And so, yeah.
I guess I kind of understand maybe with the maintenance, upkeep, and stuff, with that many extra pairs of feet, cutting through
and litter and all kinds of, because now there's a group called Save Berkeley's Neighborhoods.
Oh, no.
That has been trying to get,
keep up with all the
trash. You guys have got way too many kids on your campus.
That's so wild.
Could you please just back it off a little bit?
All right,
so she's got one right. Headline number two in fake news. Police baffled as hundreds of Furbies found buried in the woods outside Cleveland. That a real or fake?
Oh, no, I think they bury bodies out there. I think that's fake news.
She's absolutely right. That is a fake story, and that is a very funny take on Cleveland.
That laugh that just came out of my mouth sounded like a wet fart. Did you hear that?
I did. Thank you for that, Corey.
I just wanted to clarify that was
description
actually
is just,
it was actually my mouth.
Just what we needed for Friday.
I'm sorry.
All right, and... Finally, headline number three. Man who married his companion doll is now in love with an ashtray. Is this a real or fake story?
I mean, it's supposed to be two truths and a fake, right?
Usually.
What you think?
The last one, people are crazy. He's in love with an ashtray because why?
Yeah, he is in love with an ashtray. It is a real thing. So here's the story. Yuri Tolocho went viral last November when he married his specifically designed companion doll.
Yes.
But now he's his new love of his life. He found him during a paid appearance at a nightclub and fell in love with an ashtray.
No, I don't get it.
Wow.
He says he's estranged from his wife, Margot, the companion doll. And that is...
I was picturing like a real person.
Right.
And then I forgot he was formerly married to
He met his new flame
doll
during a paid photo shoot. It was an ashtray that he posed with, and he's been dating the ashtray for a couple months
Stop!
Now.
Stop! What?
But says he doesn't expect to give up, doesn't expect it to give up its career, saying it still has to continue to work in the smoking room. He says he plans
what?
To have it,
Tough crowd.
Yeah. He says he plans to have it fitted with a...
No.
Yeah.
No, don't. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm not going to finish the sentence. That guy's weird. But hey, you're not weird, Stephanie. You're awesome, and you won fake news
Good
today.
Job, Stephanie.
Yay.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Oh, no, we're not done yet. Even though Coriel left the room, we're still got Free Fun Friday. Jungle John is in next. We'll get you what's trending, a redneck review, and what big things are to be expected for the weekend. Brought to you by the Nebraska Mini Blood Bank.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big, handsome lizard.
Oh, are you going to catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
it's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
You can play along as well on Facebook Live and say, great job pooping.
Great job pooping.
to our friend, Jungle John. Why did you have to make a mess before you came in here?
Well... Wait a minute, I didn't make the mess. Linda made the mess.
Oh, okay. Listen, Linda.
Linda, listen.
If I made a poop that big...
you probably would be kicked out of here.
I would definitely be that.
I'm thoroughly impressed by Linda.
Linda did a load, didn't she? I mean, it was just...
Which, you understand it, because, like, I mean, she is a plant eater, so...
There you go. Bing,
when it's bing, solid, bing. Yeah, like that, yeah, that's
she's a vegetable area.
She's a healthy,
exactly.
healthy animal.
So, Corey
a lot
was
of
getting,
fiber.
Corey Al was yeah. really admiring it, you know, and she was noticing the elements inside of it.
Yeah.
Well, because I thought there was a feather in there. Well,
but it actually was hay and grass.
Oh, which makes sense, but the way it was bundled kind of looks like a feather.
Don't worry, we're not going to put a picture of Linda's bowel movement on the Facebook Live. You can just go check out Linda the tortoise.
Oh, we aren't?
Tortoise.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, why? You've already put it on your Snap story, I know that.
Well, yeah.
I got a message like, hey, you got to see this. And so I open it, I'm like, what is going, what?
Take a peep at the poop.
Yeah, peep at the poop.
Can I say poop?
Impressive.
Yes, you can say poop.
Okay,
poop's fine.
I'm glad we
poop. Poop is, everybody says poop. Everybody poops and it's a thing.
You know, and I think every time I bring... A tortoise into the 96 Kick studio.
Oh, yeah. We've had many an incident. It started with Lauren trying to lift said, was it Linda or was it a different tortoise?
Actually, it could have been Linda.
Could have been Linda. She's been around for a while.
That
I mean, she
was
lives
one of
forever.
My favorite moments of all time.
Yeah, because Corey is like, oh, I got it on my Snap story. Of Linda peeing all over Lauren and
that
the floor.
That was so funny.
Because Lauren thought she was being funny, like lifting the, getting her workout in.
Well, because, I mean, Linda is probably about 30, 35
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, okay. She's a good.
Linda's a hefty lady.
She's hefty. Well,
she's
you know, hefty. She's hefty.
It's her home that she takes with her everywhere.
Well,
she goes.
You know, probably 40% of her weight, 40-50, is the shell.
Yeah, probably. Oh, that's amazing that they can lift that and carry it.
And how that
that's probably why they have to go so slow.
What does her body look like underneath?
Well, you know, her
is she all like skinny underneath?
Well, they, in spite of the many cartoons that you've watched over the years, Corey, they do not. I repeat, do not step out of their shell.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
Their spine is actually attached to the shell.
I wondered.
Okay.
So. I just turned 30, and I'm just now finding this out. Jeez.
Well, no, it's okay to get educated, Coriel. And you can say, you know what,
oh my God,
I didn't know that.
They could crawl out.
And when you come to the children's
show. Crawl out.
See, no. And you probably thought porcupines could shoot their quills, too, right?
Yeah.
They can't.
They can't?
They cannot. They do not have the capacity to shoot a quill.
Didn't they do that in the movie Homeward Bound?
There you go.
A movie.
Give the girl the movies. Exactly. No.
It's a movie.
Hate to tell you, Coriel, but sometimes movies fabricate things.
No, that's all real.
It's real. It's like
I thought
real,
it was all true.
It's like real news here, right?
Wait, okay, hold on. So now you're going to tell me Harry Potter isn't real?
Well, okay. I bet, but you know, as a wizard, he does whiz. So.
Because everybody whizzes.
Exactly.
So why did you bring Linda in to visit with us?
Because I had not brought a tortoise in a long time.
Right.
And I wanted to stink up the studio.
It didn't smell.
No, it really does. And it's just not a good organic material. No, I wanted, you know, we're doing Tots and Turtles at the Lincoln Children. It's a great preschool program for kids 2 to 4.
Okay.
They come in with an adult and go to the zoo. They get to meet Linda and all kinds of fun
critters.
It's a real great program. So if you're a parent or a grandparent, you can bring for Tots and Turtles. Go to LincolnZoo.org, sign up, because it's a really great program.
Very cool. And I mean, you could get Linda in a diaper and the Tots in a diaper, too.
You know, I guarantee you poop does happen, you know, during the many programs at the zoo.
I feel like I need, could I eat a similar diet to what Linda eats? Other than, sans hay?
It would be sans hay. You know, she eats no meat. It's just very fibrous plant material. And probably the same thing would happen with you.
You'd be pretty regular.
You would be very, very, you would not be straining.
Does she have a favorite veggie?
She loves strawberries.
Oh,
I love strawberries. I have them in the fridge here at work.
You put a strawberry in front of her, she'd come out of her shell.
Can I go get one?
Go get
right now. We got to finish the segment.
What?
Then we can do it. We'll just keep live on Facebook.
Facebook. Okay. But you know what?
Like,
I was so excited to watch her eat.
We'll do it on Facebook Live. Then people will check it out.
There you go. And, you know, it's a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
There's this thing called a football game going on, but we also have the zoo open every day, including Labor Day.
Oh, beautiful. We're
open every day. Get a membership. You get free admission to the zoo.
Don't forget to get your tickets for Bruise at the Zoo.
Bruise at the Zoo.
Thank you. The final one, right?
It is. Josh Hoyer, September the 18th. It's going to be a lot of fun and good adult fun. And don't forget, you know what? Boo at the Zoo is next month already.
Oh, my goodness. What? I forgot about
that.
Yeah. So a lot. Go to LincolnZoo.org, find out about everything. And we're going to do Facebook Live with a tortoise notching this morning.
Stick around.
We're going to
feed Linda some strawberries that Coriel has had in the fridge for a while.
No, they're not old.
She brought them in like
But you're going to lose your fiber help with the...
I'll pick up more.
Okay.
I can share.
No constipation here.
No constipation.
No, nobody's getting stuffed up today.
We don't want that, but you know what? I'll see you at the zoo.
Stick around on Facebook Live. We'll feed Linda some strawberries. It's Kicks. It is a big thing weekend, including... back in Memorial Stadium for the first time in 2 years. Fans will be in the stands again.
Isn't that wild? 21 plus months since the last regular season.
And again, bring a mask when you're outside at the game. You don't have to wear the mask. But if you go inside for concessions or even just getting into the stadium, just have it on you. Make everybody safe and sound to be there for the football game.
It'd be a safe bet. Bring it with you.
We'll also be down in the rail yard with our tailgate party powered by Woods Brothers Realty with prizes from Nebraska Lottery, Bud Light, and some Kick Swag. We'll be down there officially by 9 a.m. I'm sure some others will be there earlier than that. To get some red beers or some orange beers.
I fully expected you to say, I'm sure some will be there later than others, and then call me out for being a habitually late person.
And look what I did.
I'm surprised you didn't.
Look what I did. I didn't call you out for that.
I know, I'm
surprised.
You
called yourself out for that.
I know, I'm just... I guess I'm just shocked.
It's because I care about you.
Thank you.
I mean, I've already complimented your hair today.
You did. So that's why I think there's something that you're not telling me, but keep uttering it.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Linda pooped at your desk.
Yeah. Linda the tortoise.
The turd. Oh, wow. I see what you did there. That was bad.
Trust me. I hate myself more than you hate me right now.
No kidding.
So it's okay.
And then after the game, we got...
Hair down. Get you some of this hair on.
Randy Houser live. at the Sturt Cove with Kaylee Hammack and Zach Miller. It's going to be a lot of fun, and tickets still available for that show at Sturt Cove. So why not do the Husker game? Celebrate a little bit, get a little nap in, and then head up to Sturt Cove for Randy House.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
That sounds like a game plan to me.
A jam-packed Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, so whatever you do this weekend, hey, just make sure to come by and say hi to us if you're going to be out and about. We'd love to see you.
And although it's a cooler, drier couple of days, by Monday on Labor Day itself, the high goes back up to about 88, mostly sunny. So if you want that like last chance lake day,
there you
that's
go.
Probably
the end of summer, but not officially.
About it.
So get out and do something. Come say hi to us. We'd love to see you. And more details on all the fun this weekend at KZKX.com. Have a great 3-day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday with Dana Redoblum. JP makes us guest. We'll give you your chance to win tickets, I believe. Oh, Kane Brown tickets. That's right.
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Oh, yeah, Kane Brown.
At PBA.
That's coming up quick.
That's the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that and more if you missed any of today's show. A free fun Friday. Catch up on our podcast at KZKX.com. Have a great weekend. 12 in a row. Kicks 96.9.